New York City was spared the ravages of Isabel, so this weekend, like most, you should be able to find amateur fishermen on the piers and promenades that line the city's shores. Health authorities warn against eating more than one meal a month of these locally caught urban fish. But as John Kalish found, many locals are willing to take the risk. He sent us this week's audio postcard.
On a pier in the Bay Ridge section of Brooklyn, 35-year-old Carlos Perez casts his fishing line into the bay. Perez regularly reels in stingrays and occasionally a sand shark here. He complains that the nearby sewage plant smells from time to time, and sometimes, he says, so do the fish he catches.
Sometimes you got some fish that doesn't look good. You got some fish that comes with spots. Some of them come out smelly. If I see that the fish doesn't look too good, throw them back in.
Perez retrieves an ice-cold beer from a styrofoam chest for his bus driver friend Robert Chico, who is hoping to bag a bluefish for a backyard barbecue.
Put them in aluminum foil, you throw the onions and peppers on top with a little seasoning if you want. You know, half hour one way, half hour the other, and they come out nice and tender and delicious.
Early on a weekday morning, firefighter Joe Chaste fishes from a motorboat anchored off Ellis Island in New York Harbor. Chaste is a local fishing guide when he's not fighting fires. Today, he and a friend land a bluefish and a striped bass.
Oh, I got him. He's right there.
Keep steady with him.
Right on the surface.
Bass.
Yeah.
Chaste bemoans the loss of a favorite spot next to the Statue of Liberty after September 11th.
We used to fish inches from the shore of Liberty Island, and now there's about a 125-yard barrier of buoys. You can't go past those. And other restrictions around the UN, Battery, Governor's Island. I don't think it's going to change too soon either.
Cab driver Philip Frabasillo drives around with fishing rods and fresh bait in the trunk of his cab. Photos of his best catches are plastered on the inside of the cab. Frabasillo figures he's caught thousands of fish in the East River, but this afternoon there's been barely a nibble. The best he could come up with was a tale about a bluefish caught from a park near the mayor's residence, Gracie Mansion.
There was a little girl sitting next to me, and she was telling me, nobody ever fishes here. It's silly, don't fish here. And I said, well, there's fish in the water, young lady. And while we were talking, one of my really big 12-foot sticks started to jump, and I have it tied down up there because you have a real strong current there. So I gathered a crowd of about 25 people around me, and they watched this bluefish become an acrobat, because bluefish tend to be show-offs. And he jumped out of the water about 11 times in his strong current. And I finally got him up, and he was 13 pounds.
You should have seen the one that got away. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.